When was the last time you picked up your high school yearbook and actually read the comments, the things that people wrote to you back then?
It's crazy, some of the stuff that's written in here. You know, the funny thing about being a high school age kid is you've got all these different ideas about the world, right? And you're uninformed about a lot of it. So you're just experimenting and figuring it out. And you've got teachers and parents around you. And they're encouraging you to indulge in those things. Unlike when you get out into the real world and people are just like, nope, don't color outside of the lines. Do exactly what you say. So at that time, you'll write poetic, epic things.
Yeah.
No, big things.
Now, this all comes up because my mother-in-law passed away in 2020. So we're still kind of going through her stuff.
Yeah.
And she had all, my husband is one of three boys, their yearbooks. So the guys were going through the yearbooks.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found, which I thought was so funny, was that she, remember those little star stickers we used to have as kids?
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah.
know, like
gold
the little star, the gold stars.
Sure.
Yeah. She went into all the yearbooks and any pictures of their ex-girlfriends, she put the stars on their faces. Can you imagine? Like, I was like,
it's
wow.
It's a little bit crazy, but she's really
committed. She was committed to her boys.
To protecting her boys, right? You'll never have to look at them again.
We started reading all these comments and they were hilarious. So Raven and I have brought in our yearbooks.
Yeah.
And we thought we would read each other's comments.
So are you going to start?
Yeah.
So. All right. So I couldn't find my high school one. I think it's still somewhere here in this building because, you know, I've brought it to show you before. But that was for photos and embarrassing. This is my middle school yearbook. And I actually can't even find myself in it. But it's got notes in it.
So many notes. Let me read them. Juice. Well, you're the same as last year, but I like that personality. I'll call you your friend Paul. What? First of all, why do they call you Juice?
It was after the movie Juice had come out, and a bunch of guys in the hood, they were calling me J.U. Ice. That's what they were calling me. There are still people in my life at this point, and at this age in my life, that still call me Juice, just so you know that.
Well, here's the good news.
Okay.
Paul likes your personality because it's the same as last year.
Same as last year.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. He's going to call me.
Yeah.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Here's another one. I'm going to read this in a girl's voice as I imagine it.
Please.
Hey, Juice, Boo, Door, the Hammer, whatever your name is.
Whoa.
What's up? W-A-S-S-U-P, of course.
Of course.
Not much here. I know you've heard this before, but I really mean it. I'm really glad we became friends this year. The food sucked, school sucked, but the friends were great. Have a dope summer.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck in life. I think it's signed Mary. I can't even understand what she wrote.
Thanks, Mary. That's really encouraging.
Or how about this one? Juice. Yo, homie. Since I'm moving, you'll have to find another girl to aggravate. Stay innocent. With a heart and then sign Claire.
Oh.
Wow. Do you remember any of these people?
You know, vaguely. I can't say that I kind of remember Claire, but that could be also Lorraine or Jen or anybody that fits in that category. Paul, I think I do. Yep, sure. I mean, I had friends, Paul, but I had a close friend named Paul. I thought he would have wrote something better.
Tammy wants you to beat up her brother?
Oh, well,
that doesn't
know.
Seem very nice. I can only imagine what we're going to find in my yearbook. It's coming up next. When was the last time you read the comments in your yearbook, the things that people wrote to you, like from when you were younger? But we found my husband's old yearbook. My mother-in-law, who has passed away, put stickers all over the ex-girlfriend's faces. I was like, that is a commitment.
It sounds crazy, right? I mean, you had to go out, procure the stickers, go through every one of their yearbooks and do it for every one
she
of the
did
boys.
It for all three of them. That all three boys.
I mean, to me, it's a little bit creepy, but thanks,
yeah.
Mom.
So we brought in our yearbooks and we've been reading them. And Raven, I just keep reading yours because they're making me giggle.
Yeah.
First of all, clearly you were dating a girl named Cam because everybody's like, oh, good luck with Cam. Good luck with Cam. Except for Enza. Enza writes, hey, Juice, what's up? Hope you have a super summer and stay out of trouble, but party hard. P.S. Congrats on Cam. I wonder how long that will last. Hater, Enza. What a hater.
And talking about this girl, Cam, like she was a prize to be won or something
right.
like that.
Who is Cam? I got to find her picture now. All right.
I'm not going to go into her last name and all that stuff. She was a nice person. I think we dated for like 2 weeks.
Mm.
You know, it's middle school.
That's how long it lasted, Enza. Are you happy now?
Sorry, Enza. Right. You were right. You saw it all coming. All right. So we're going to dive into your yearbook a little bit here. I want to take you back to 1998.
Okay.
Remember we thought Maya was going to be Beyonce?
She still might be.
And the Fugees were a big deal.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote this lovely note to you. Mm-hmm. Anna, well, this year went by fast. You've changed a lot since the seventh grade. Pope days. Have a great summer. See you next year. Signed, Jen. P.S. I still think that Mr. O'Connor stole the Pope's razor. Well, look at him. Maybe not. What is this Pope days?
So here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
You know, my memory is really bad. It's like an issue that I've been having.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea what that means. It must have been an inside joke. Like, the Pope? What did we do with the Pope? And why did we steal his razor?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anna, another year is gone. Just one more to go. I remember when I first met you. You've changed a bit for the better, in parentheses.
Oh, good.
I'll see you this summer. Stay out of trouble, says Danny.
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, I think I stayed out of trouble.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anna, what's up? I had fun copying all your answers in English class. It got me by. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It sounds like you kept him alive when he was in a sober house. It got me by. Your letters saved me.
It's really good in English.
I don't
really
know what to say because I'm only going to see you tomorrow.
Oh.
I'll talk to you then, though. Jimmy.
Jimmy. I don't even remember Jimmy. I guess I saw him the next day.
He saved his life. You don't even remember him.
It's so funny because people write these comments and like, looking back on both Raven and I's yearbook, everybody wrote, I'll call you later. Can you imagine now somebody writing in a yearbook, I'll call you later? I'd be like, no, I'll voicemail check you. That's what I'll do. What do you mean you'll call me later? That doesn't make sense.
Don't be weird about it, man.